I spent the night sleeping with one eye open. I was more concerned about what our guides might do than about the hyenas sniffing around our camp. So when dawn came, I had dark circles under my eyes. I was trying as hard as I could to stay awake as I rode, but the steady swaying of the camel only added to my drowsiness. We were riding across a plain with the sun to our right side. Ibrahim and his friends had improvised saddles for us from sacks of salt. I understood this was the goods they were carrying from the interior of the Sahara to the native villages along the Niger. They had sold their merchandise, and now they were returning to the base camp with their profit either in money or other goods. They would make a detour to leave us at our destination.